We want to welcome everyone who's joined us through television and through the web. Just thank you so much for being a part. We just feel like we've invited you in to be a part of what God is doing right here. And we just believe that he's got something to say to each of our lives. And so we encourage you to sit back and let God touch you right there, wherever you're at. We believe the Word of God does not return void. So wherever you're, what you're going through and what's happening in your world, the Word of God can be strength into your life. So thanks a lot for being with us here at Healing Place. Church, why don't we clap our hands for all those that have joined us through the web and through media. Thanks a lot. We're in this series right now entitled, I Have a Friend, and we've covered a lot of different ground. And I want to talk for a few minutes about loneliness. And so, you know, I have a friend, or do I have a friend? Do I have any friends? What does that mean to have friends or to be alone? It says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. The Lord God said this. It's not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. The word alone here, it's a word that you find early in on Scripture. The word alone in the Hebrew means apart from, separated, isolated, or by one's self. You know, it's interesting when you read the book of Genesis and you look at Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, Genesis chapter 3, and you realize all the many, many things that God made and all the things that God shaped and all the things that God crafted, that it's amazing how in the middle of all these things that the whole planet was okay, the whole planet was great, but then there's this one thing that God pronounces is not good. He's not saying that it's the mountain, it's not the wildlife, it's not the plant life. He doesn't find a default or a defect in any of that. He doesn't need to recall anything like that. But one of the things that God says is not good is that man would be alone. It's the first thing God saw about what he had made and about man. And he realized and he recognized, of course, he's all knowing. He knew everything, that man was the only one. He was alone. So the Bible tells us that God made man to be a social creature, that he made him to do life with someone else. So he made another. He made a helpmeet for him. We talked about that several weeks ago. What does it tell us? It tells us, and you see this all over Scripture, that God has not made us to be an island, that we don't do life well isolated. Things don't work well when we isolate ourselves. If you think about loneliness, is loneliness something to talk about? Is loneliness something that we need to bring to light? Loneliness is a big business today. Think about all the websites, the thousands of websites that are designed to connect people, to connect some type of relationship, some type of social media conversation. There are thousands of websites that want to build some sort of connectivity through people in various parts of the world or all around the planet. It's big business. We did an Amazon search and wanted to find out how many books are in Amazon that deal with loneliness or being alone. There are 189,000 books that deal with loneliness or connecting or not doing life by ourselves. That's something else. You think about, you know, all the different music that has been sold due to a lonely heart. Or are you lonesome tonight? So there's different music like that. Roy Orbison did one, Only the Lonely. And how about this? This is like an anthem, All by Myself. Just over and over, you see this. It's this whole deal of songs and music about lonely, I'm lonely, I'm lonely. You think about movies that have dealt with loneliness, dealt with all being by yourself. Tom Hanks in Castaway. Gosh, what a movie. Ends up making a friend by the name of Wilson. It's his only friend. It's a volleyball named Wilson. And he about loses Wilson. Wilson, I'm so sorry, I love you. All alone, talking to a volleyball. It's healthy. Will Smith, I Am Legend. All by himself, he thinks. He talks to himself a lot. Has a lot of conversations. What do you think about this? I think about this. Hey, that's a great choice. Isolation, a little strange. Twilight Zone, when I was growing up, was a sitcom. So you've never heard of that before. It was a sitcom that came on, and there was it always had Twilight Zone has a certain type of music. It used to scare me just when I heard the music. There was one that I remember sitting down. I wouldn't watch it because it scared me. And so there was one that I watched one time, and it was about a guy who fell asleep and woke up in like Chicago or New York City, and he was all by himself. He was like going in department stores talking to mannequins. How many of those mannequins are creepy? Just walking out in the middle of the street. There was nobody. Papers blowing in the street. Cars just stopped right there. He's just by himself. It gave me nightmares of just the idea of one day waking up and I am the only person on the planet. I mean, Ann Landers wrote a column. Dr. Phil, Delilah, made millions off of people lonely. Don't have nobody to talk to. Got to call Delilah. She going to help me out. She's my friend. She's a millionaire because people don't have anybody to talk to. They can't share their feelings with anyone. I used to do this. We talked about it. We were thinking about this. I call it rapture panic. Rapture panic. That's where you take a nap or you wake up and people are supposed to be home, but they're not home. And you wake up and you think the rapture has happened and you've been left behind. That's it. Or you start scanning. Who can I call? It's like the only person you can think of is like Brother Wayne. Can I have a good amen? If he's still here, we're good to go. Just call somebody holy. Go find a child. I mean, I've been left. There's this thought, there's this fear of being alone. Let me just talk out loud. I just want to be as authentic and genuine. And because this is something I really feel the Holy Spirit just apprehended my heart. I was going in another direction in prayer, apprehended my heart, said these are the things that need to be said. First thought is, why is it you can feel alone but be surrounded by people? Let's really unpack this loneliness deal. You can have people all around you and feel alone. How about this? This'll mess with us. Why is it a single person cannot be lonely at all? I know people that have never been married, that have been single now for 20 years. Maybe they were in a situation. I'm just saying, a single person can feel fulfilled and can be healthy, not be alone. But then I've met married people that feel totally isolated and there is no one there for them. See, the myth would be you're married. You're not alone. Marriage solves all loneliness. Marriage is a part of it, but it will not solve it all. Being in a crowded room will not solve it all. Being popular. Everybody knows my name. I'm so popular. I have 1,500 Facebook friends, but nobody knows me. It's like, oh, yeah, I have 8,000 Facebook friends. You drinking coffee by yourself. What's up with that? I mean, so we've got to think, let's get down to real loneliness, not the facade. Because I know people who live very busy life, very populated lives. And on the outside, you would think, God, they are like Mr. Everything. She is Mr. Everything. Everybody knows her. You can't go anywhere. They live very crowded lives. But later to find out that they felt completely alone on the inside. Well, let's talk. Let's think about this. I think about men. Men who don't feel like they have any real friends. What's strange, it seems like the older you get, the less friends you have. They did a survey for men between the age of 35 to 50, and they talked about friendships and tried to get men honest, which is very hard when it comes to friendships, and tried to get men honest about friendships and deep, authentic, genuine friendships where you really share the real you and the other person shares their real self, and there's a transparency. And most of the men, 65% of the men surveyed, said that their best closest friends and their best moment of friendship was in high school or college. That they've never had anything like it since then. I mean, that's something else to think about. Live a life alone, even though you're around people. There's three categories of loneliness that will help define it for us. I'll give you these real quick. And these are realities. The first one is situational loneliness. What I mean by that is that's life's circumstances where life changes. You change jobs, you move away, you go to a new school, your social life changes, you have a loss of a loved one, a loss of literally friends due to geographic location or things like that. There is a real situational loneliness that things change and therefore you realize, I don't know anybody. I'm in a new place, a new season. That's a reality. Situational loneliness. Defining loneliness. There's a thing called developmental loneliness. This is where loneliness gets developed over time. A lot of times this happens through getting burned in a relationship or through you can't trust anybody. I tried to get to know people. They were all the same. They did this. You can't trust them. Nobody can be trusted. Everybody's a liar. Everybody takes advantage of you. You know, you get very cynical. And so you develop loneliness along the journey because there's no model. And you know what? Because I've been burned, it's not even worth it. I'd rather be alone and I'd rather be isolated than take the risk of trying to develop a friendship or try to get connected to a life group or try to do life with somebody because I got burned. So I'll choose to be by myself. Really, no one will ever know me. That's developmental loneliness, and that happens. Now, the third one is internal loneliness. Now, this is the one that gets rough because internal loneliness is on the inside. On the inside, you feel no one knows you. You feel like there's nobody there for you. No one understands the true you. And you can be talked to. A lot of times you can be talked to by the enemy during this time. And you can be talked to through past wounds and hurts and the way the world is. And you can start talking to yourself, not as if you are that, it's I am this. I have this problem. This is my issue. And there's this conversation that goes on about people and about yourself. And you have internal loneliness where what happens is that will begin a spiral of things that will be added on. Let me explain that. When I grew up, I worked at a little place and there was a merry-go-round that was beside us. And so people would get on the merry-go-round when it was stopped. But when the merry-go-round would start, it would start in this motion. You had to really have skill to jump on the merry-go-round while it was going. And so we would try to, we'd learn how to do that. Since we did it, you start running. What are you doing? You're running along with it. And then you jump on. Why? You're in motion. And so you jump on. Just, okay, you jump on. There'd be other people say, God, that's so cool. Can I try that? We were a little mischief. We say, yeah, just stand still and step on the merry-go-round. Okay, good. In life, when loneliness begins to spiral in our life and in our thoughts and in our soul, what happens is there are things that start getting added into the mix, such as this endless thought of withdrawal. Withdrawal. How about this? Compromise. I'll compromise because I'm lonely. You know, I'll tell you something else that jumps on. Addiction. I'm telling you right now, addiction will jump in to the cycle of loneliness. Because you're alone. You're by yourself. You feel alone. Nobody there. Nobody cares about me. I'm this, I'm that. And it could be whether it's food or pornography or credit card stuff or, you know, just all kinds of stuff just start jumping into our life. A self-pity, that can happen. That's a result. Confusion. You know, one of the big things that jumps into loneliness in our life? Bad choices. There's nobody to bounce anything off of. There's no iron sharpening iron. We're just making a decision in our wound, in our hurt, in our thought life, in our context. And we're the only ones talking to ourselves. And we're not receiving anything from anyone else. And so we can make bad choices when we withdraw and we get isolated. These things happen. You say, well, Dino, does God have any help for my friend or for me? Because it's always our friend. Amen. Our friends got some issues. What does God? Good news. God has some solutions. God has a cure for loneliness in the world that we live in. He has a cure for loneliness. I'm not talking about just relational. I'm talking about something of the heart. Because relationships don't always cure it. We're dealing with the heart. What is the root? What does it really get to? Here are some scriptures that I want to encourage you with that I believe God could give us and God could help us to cut the light on. Psalms 25, verse 16 and 17. Turn to me and be gracious to me. This is David saying, I am lonely and I am afflicted. I mean, David, the king of Israel, a lot of things going on, all kinds of people taking care of him, but he feels lonely. Turn to me I'm lonely. Verse 17, the troubles of my heart have multiplied. Free me from my anguish. Tells us there that the troubles multiply in that loneliness, in that deep, dark place. Troubles multiply. But what is he saying? Turn to me, God. I need you. See, when we start feeling loneliness and we start feeling isolated and we have a tendency to withdraw from the body of Christ or withdraw from authentic relationships, what happens is if we're not careful, we'll all of a sudden turn away from God when we go through something, when we have a loss, or we feel like there's nobody there for us. The enemy wants us to turn away from God. David is saying, turn to God. He's the one who understands. When everybody else walks out, God walks in. Another great scripture is Psalm 68. Psalm 68. Verse 5 and 6. I love this scripture. This is a great promise for you and I. A father to the fatherless, a defender of the widows, is God in his holy dwelling. Verse 6. God sets the lonely in families. He leads forth the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. The Bible says that God Almighty can set you in a family. I don't have family. I don't have anybody. God says my mercy and my grace can set you in family. I can give you family. I can be your father. You can be my child. There's the family of God. I want to set you in family because in my family you will flourish. But if you rebel and you isolate and you withdraw, you will live in a sun-scorched land. There's fruitfulness in the family of God. There's barrenness outside the family of God. That's what Scripture tells us. And then this last Scripture is incredible. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. This is a truth about the choice of community. Kind of tells us how it works. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 7. Again, I saw something meaningless under the sun. There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, yet his eyes were not content with his own wealth. From whom I am tolling, he asked. Why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless, a miserable business. Here's a man working, getting after it. It's me, myself, and I. It's all about myself. It's all about what I can get. I'm first priority. Why me? Why aren't you this? Me, 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 me. And he looks at the end of his life and says, I have no one to enjoy it with. Because I've not included anybody in my life. I've not left my life open to others. But then it goes on to say, and this is a great verse, verse 9. Two are better than one. Two are better than one. Two are better than one. Community friendship is better than isolation. Because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, a friend can help him up. But pity the man. It's like Mr. T. Pity the man. Pity, pity. Pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep one another warm. But how can one keep one warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, this is cool, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. That's a picture of weaving our life together. We weave our life together. It's also a picture of weaving our life with a three-cord strand, which is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We weave our life into the family of God. What did Jesus do? Why did he tell the disciples, I would never leave you nor forsake you? He told them that because he knew that they would walk through times where they fought alone. They would be alone. And he said, you're not going to be there by yourself. I'm going to send what? My Holy Spirit to comfort you. And I will be with you to the ends of the earth. No matter where you go, no matter where your life takes you, I am there. You never will fight alone. So Jesus says, what a great scripture. But we need that in the world that we live in because we're fighting so many things. We just feel like we're struggling. Sometimes you feel like you're wrestling the world. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. I learned this firsthand when I was about 17 years old at the Kettle Pancake House in Kings Highway, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Kettle Pancake House. It's a great lesson. We were there one night. A friend of mine was there. We were close friends. And there was a dude that was real big, about 6'6". He was a center on the basketball team from the rival school. And so afterwards, he beat up my friend. Beat him up, almost put him in the hospital. It was bad. And so the next Friday night, we're back there eating pancakes. He's there again. Runs his mouth. He's trying to impress everybody. And he says, and he tells my friend, I'm going to beat you up again. And he goes and stands outside. He's like, but can you please leave? He's out by the door. There's no back exit. You got to walk out. We just wait around eating pancakes. Pancakes. Finally, we go outside, and he's like, I'm going to beat you. And he gets my friend cornered, and I walk over. He says, I ain't got no problem with you. My problem's not with you. My problem's with him. He says, we're going to mix it. He runs his mouth, looks at me 3 or 4 times. I ain't got a problem with you now. Stay out of this. I ain't got a problem with you. But me and you, let's go right now. And I'm sitting there watching him. It's just us three. He's got some friends maybe on the outside. We're just standing there, and he starts taking off his coat. And there is a voice on the inside of me that says, punch him in the head. It was a voice. Come on, somebody. A voice. Pause. I was not a Christian. Context, context. It's going to hell. Ain't got no sense. Crazy, busting hell wide open. Lunatic. Unpause. I heard a voice. Hit him in the head. Punch him in the face. He's taking off his jacket. Great timing. So I swung as hard as I could, and he turned his head, and I hit him square in the ear. About broke my hand, but that 6'6" brother went to the ground. And my friend's looking at me, and I'm looking at him. He's like, great idea. He gets up off the ground, never says a word, gets his jacket and is holding his ear, gets in the car and goes home. Never saw the brother again. Thank God for the voice. I don't know what that has to do with the sermon. It felt good. The idea is you'll go it alone. And don't go it alone. Let's see if I can work something into this. You understand the context. The context is, why do life by yourself? Why do life by yourself? It's just too risky. We live in a world that loneliness is toxic. Just don't think right. Just don't think right. Church, regardless of your current situation or your past, deep down, all of us want community. But so often, we don't know where to start. I'm here to tell you it's not that difficult. Where do I start? Well, here's the first thing. Start now. Pursue it now. What about this? What about this? What about this? Well, what about it? Start now. Pursue community. We've got... I look back there. We've got connect groups for about everything you can imagine. If you're like 38 and you enjoy canoeing, you can find it. I mean, it's just they're out there. Don't have the excuse. No one is trying to reach out to me. You pursue it. You pursue it. Start now. Get in a life group. Get in some Bible study. Find out. Just pursue it. Remember, when you start now, don't stop. Be open. Yeah, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's difficult. But, you know, one of the number one tactics of the devil, and he's taken so many believers out, is through isolation. Just wander off. Do their own deal. I mean, I've told this story 100 times. We've all seen it on television. There's a herd. We're a herd. Hey, guys, we're herd animals. There's strength in the herd. Power in the herd. There's grandpa. There's daddy. We're all in our herd. And they're in a herd. Now there's animals. Big lions. Rah, but they're in a herd. Lions are not going to jump in the herd normally. But in the herd, there's always one that doesn't want to be in the herd. You've all seen it. And there's always one that wanders away. Luther wanders away. Luther, where are you going? Don't talk to me. Somebody bump me. Somebody bumped into me. Y'all don't love me. Y'all don't care about me. I was eating some grass and y'all ate some of my grass. Don't talk to me. Luther, you're getting a little away from the herd. I know what I'm doing. Don't call my name. You don't know me. You don't know my mama. You don't know where I came from. I do it myself. All by myself. Luther, there's some enemies though. Luther, can you get back up out of hurt? I got Facebook friends. Come back into the herd, Luther. No, you don't know I've been hurting the herd. I don't want to hear it. Luther's just over there by himself. All of a sudden, Luther runs into Simba and Mufasa. Hey, Luther. Hey. What y'all doing? What you doing, Luther? Those people don't like me. I know. They were keeping you for something. We care more about you over here. Can you come a little closer, Luther? Sure. We're your friends. We love you, Luther. You're amazing. They didn't know what they were talking about. They were just trying to control your life. Get over here by us, Luther. We're your buddies. Buddies, buddies, buddies. Luther's just like, gosh, I can't believe I found a new group. I found people that will accept me the way I am. Thank you so much. Okay, Luther. Luther, you okay? Yeah. Luther dead. He's gone. Everybody in the herd tried to tell Luther. Luther don't listen. The devil, his number one device is to get you isolated from the family, the word, the strength. Get you all by yourself. Nobody cares about you. You don't understand how they treated me. Blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden, what you think is your friend is there to devour you. It happens every day. It happens every day. It happens every day. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I care about you when nobody else cares about you. I understand you. When nobody else wants to listen to you, I love listening to your voice. When people don't pay attention to you, I'm so paying attention to you. I care about you. I love you. Don't quit. Don't run away. Don't retreat. Don't withdraw. Nothing but trouble when we withdraw. Do you know the ugly twin of loneliness? The ugly twin is quit. Give up. It ain't worth it. Don't stay committed. And when those twins get together, you know what the result is? Your life is not even worth living. Do you know what the ultimate lie of loneliness is? You don't matter. No one would miss you. No one would even miss you. The ultimate lie of loneliness is go kill yourself. You don't even matter. And you'll start telling yourself, I don't matter. I don't have anything to add. I've ruined my life. I've made a mess of my life. I could be gone and nobody else would even care. In a week after I'm gone, nobody would even care. The day of my funeral, all they would wonder is, does this potato salad have onions in it? That's what the devil will tell you. He says, I set the lonely in families. I set the lonely in families. Lie, lie, lie. That's all the devil has to tell you. Everything he tells you is a lie. None of it's true. He's never told the truth. He'll never tell the truth. Everything he tells you is a lie. Truth is that you matter. God has a plan for your life. And you have so much to offer. You have so much to offer.